grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Probably what I'm about to say is not very new to you, and I would invite you to please stifle any yawns that you might have. Here it comes. There is a lot of problem in the church when you confuse law and doctrine. That's probably true. I'm not sure that the problem is the confusion of law and gospel as much as it is that people don't know when they confuse the law and the gospel. And that then leads to all kinds of terrors of conscience, of fear, of confusion, of work righteousness, etc., etc., etc. One is confronted with this confusion of law and gospel when one reads this text and remembers the words of a leader of a very, very active religion in our country who said, immortality will be given as a great reward to faithful Christians, to 144,000 and to none other of the human race. No one of the human race will ever be made immortal except the faithful Christian. God has a different reward for the others who are obedient to Him. So writes Rutherford in The Heart of God. And so are the followers of Rutherford called the Jehovah's Witnesses. And here is the famous 144,000. And if you're not sure that you're in, then the only alternative is that you're out. And if you're out, then the only alternative is destruction. And therein is confusion of law and gospel, because it suggests that the way that you get in is by working your way in. Not so this verse. This verse talks about the people of God as His servants who are sealed by the messenger of God. And you and I can take great comfort and strength, indeed hope and trust, in this text when we see in it the gospel that is there. The gospel which tells us that we, by the work of Jesus Christ, our Lord, become those servants today, in this place, at this time, and indeed forevermore. God's judgment always has two possibilities for the person who faces. You can experience that personally in this last week of final exams and things. Those of you who are prepared face the exam with hope and joy. Those of you who are not face the same thing with terror and sight. It's as simple as that. Now apply that to an eternal damnation or an eternal blessedness in heaven, and you see the magnitude of the reaction that a person has to the judgment day of God. It is that judgment day that frightens people that are not sealed. Not sealed by the work of our God and His messenger. How do we become frightened of judgment day? Even we who are in supposedly the Jews. Well, confusion, false doctrine, temptation to do it ourselves always dogs us. We always get this feeling of doubt when things are going too bad. We often are tempted to try to show to others how much we've worked our way into the 144,000. It goes on like that. And that, of course, then only leads to the kind of doubt that creates fear at the judgment of God, and is that confusion of law and doctrine. But this text invites us to the gospel knowledge that we are in the group of the sealed servants of God. And if I might choose from an advertisement, the quality goes in before the name is put on. And that quality goes in from the work of our God, who sent His Son to the cross, there to suffer and die who is describing this chapter as the Lamb that sits on the throne. Look at the end of the chapter. And therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in the temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. One is not eager to dwell among one's enemies. But here we are not described as enemies, but the people of God, the people of the Lamb that sits on the throne. Those who have been washed in the blood, to use another Revelation picture. We are people of the gospel. It is the gospel that makes us the sealed servants of God. And in our feeling as the servants of God, we find this hope, this peace, this consistency, indeed, this joy at the coming of that last day. Someone has said that perhaps what this verse really is talking about is how what is not visible becomes visible. Let's put something like this. What was secretly sealed in the heart is now openly shown on the forehead. Think about that in a moment, and you'll find that it's kind of a helpful picture to show us how in our daily lives we also have got to show that we are the sealed servants of God. And that showing happens through the faith that God puts into us, through the hope that we exhibit, through the good works that we do, because we are already sealed servants of God by His grace and His grace alone. In that we take comfort. In that we find peace. In that we find the motivation for our daily work in His name. Not confusing law and gospel leads to a life that has more joy than to ever be experienced by anyone who thinks that he's worked his way into the 144,000. We got there because he went first to the cross for us. With that in mind, we can daily know about, with that forehead name right there for all to see, that they too might be included.